4-4. Many congratulations. Great way to mark the first game in the arena.
You know, we couldn't have asked for anything more than this, really. You know, you're having the defending league champions in here. And, 1,500 people. And, you know, to pull it out of the bag the way we did was absolutely tremendous.
Other than the second quarter, where they kind of came back at you, really, you were always in control, really.
Well, I don't know if we're in control, but we always knew it was going to be a very tough game. You know, we knew that they were going to pressurise our guards. We wanted to do the same with them. They slowed us down a little bit in the second quarter, and at halftime was about, you know, let's get back to moving the ball really well. You know, limiting them to one shot per possession, and I thought we did that fantastically well in the second half.
You'll take great heart from this against the league champions.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, somebody said, you know, is this a good time to play them? Well, and I was like, it doesn't matter when we play them, really. We know what we want to try and do, and I think tonight we've sent a message to the league.
Who were your standout performers as far as you were concerned?
I mean, for me, it was just the whole team performance. Obviously, Zaire Taylor down the stretch just, you know, just put the team on his shoulders and did a fantastic job with some great plays. But I think as a team, as a unit, you know, to keep them down to 61 points, you know, now we might be the defensive team of the league.
Yeah, terrific defensive performance.
No, it absolutely was. We worked really hard on our defense, on our rotation, you know, the intensity and the way we want to play. And I thought, you know, we played some super defense tonight against a very good Leicester team.
And you pulled out some big three-point shots in that final quarter, really, just to give yourself a bit of a buffer.
Yeah, we did. You know, I think one of the keys to that was, you know, Kalen Ratopoulos came off the bench and, you know, he had a bit of a dodgy couple of minutes in the first quarter, but he came on, hit that big three, and I think that really spurred us on. And then I think Zaire hit one, which was great. But, yeah, overall, fantastic performance.
And the big games just keep on coming, really, because I think you're up to London next, aren't you?
Yeah, we are Thursday. Yeah, so two games next week. London on Thursday at the Copper Box. I'm looking forward to that. Another fantastic venue. And then we're back here on Friday, I believe, against Cheshire Jets, who, you know, one of our old boys we're playing for them now, Kai Williams. So, you know, we'll look forward to that game as well.
We've spoken about the game. What about the occasion?
Oh, what a fantastic occasion. I mean, I couldn't believe it when I walked out here and I saw them bringing out more seats, and we had to delay the game by 10 minutes because people were still trying to get in, and that's fantastic. If we can have that week in, week out, you know, we are going to be the team.
And the venue has kind of announced itself tonight, really.
Yes, it did. The guys we've got on the doing the commentary and the mics have done a tremendous job this evening, you know, with the music and just getting everybody involved in the game. And all that kind of thing really helps spur the team on. So, you know, let's just keep that going.
Well done, Paul. Many thanks.
Thank you very much.